Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Good day, good people, as my sweetheart Zara Green always says when she opens the show, and happy Self-Love Saturday. My name is Alfred Edmond Jr., and as you know, I am the co-host of Grown Zone Radio, which comes on at noon every Saturday here on Blog Talk Radio. And I am flying solo today. Because my baby is traveling to visit family. If you have been paying attention or you're a regular citizen of the Grown Zone, you know that we are married now. About a week ago, this past Tuesday, we celebrated our nuptials together. And so I am not going to go deeply into that because I know Zara wants to be here to really acknowledge everyone who expressed their wishes to us and blessings and congratulations. So when she gets back next week, we'll both talk about that. But suffice it to say, we really appreciate just everything that you guys have shared in support of the Grown Zone and in support of Zara and myself as newlyweds. So listen. Wanted to say a couple of things before we get into the show. First of all, this is our first show in a while because of the wedding and a variety of other things that have been happening. And by the way, if you're having any trouble hearing me, just you know, tweet me or at Grown Zone or you know, hit the chat room and let me know if there's any issues. I'm flying solo today. Normally, Zara handles the engineering, and I'm usually just there being the talent, and she's doing all the hard work. So just let me know if there are any challenges, and hopefully we won't encounter any during the course of the show. Anyway, that said, today's show really focuses on subjects that we address often in the Grown Zone. In our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, and which is doing very, very well, selling very, very well. And again, if you pick up the latest issue of Essence Magazine, the October issue, there's about six different covers, but they're all the same issue. You'll see that the book and Zara and I are featured in that issue, so don't forget to get your issue of Essence Magazine. But we talk about the difference between adult males and grown men. And today's show, I really wanted to go a little bit deeper into that because the inability of adult males to personally grow and develop into grown men is the chief reason there seems to be a perceived shortage of men capable of establishing and sustaining healthy relationships. And I want to take you back to one of the premises that we talk about in the Grown Zone from week to week, which is that everything flows from beliefs to your emotions to your relationship choices. And again, we talk about beliefs are the seeds, emotions are what grows from those seeds, and then the choices that you make are the fruit that proceeds from whatever grows from the garden of your mind, your spirit, your belief systems. And that in order to change the outcomes, that is the fruit that comes out in your life, in your relationships, and what you experience as you move through life and love, you have to go to the root source, which is challenging beliefs. If you don't challenge beliefs, your emotions will never really be under your control, and your relationship choices will never bear the fruit that you want them to bear. So again, belief is the seed, emotion is what grows from the seed, and relationship choices are the fruit of those emotions. And if the seed is unhealthy, the emotions and the relationship choices will also be unhealthy. A pear tree can't produce an apple. A poisonous seed can't produce healthy fruit. And so it's important that you really understand and challenge your belief systems in order to have better outcomes, better fruit in your life and particularly in your relationships. So it's with that framework in mind, I want to talk to you about the three lies about manhood that make adult males a danger to themselves and others. Listen, and this is especially important for us men to really accept and deal with. Much of what we were taught, many of the beliefs that we were adopted as boys and young men, are producing unhealthy emotions and unhealthy fruit, and that is unhealthy relationship choices in our lives. Look at our fathers, look at our brothers, look at ourselves, and we need to go back, and if the relationship choices you're making, if the fruit of those choices are unhealthy, unproductive, self-destructive, disrespectful to yourself and others, then you have to go back and look at the seeds, the beliefs from which the emotions sprang, which made these relationship choices that we've made sense. And the truth is, most men have been taught some very damaging, dangerous things about what it means to be a real man, particularly as it relates to sex, love, and relationships. And so we're going to try to address three of those. There's a whole bunch of them, but there are three particularly pernicious ones that I know I was taught when I was a boy, as early as age 10. I remember my uncle sitting me down to share one of these lies with me, not trying to hurt me, but it was what he was taught. And until we men get a grip on these unhealthy beliefs, we will continue to be unproductive, frustrated, unfulfilled, self-destructive, both to ourselves and to others. We must address these issues. Yes, women have a tendency to kind of gravitate to the relationship discussion. They like talking about it. They feel passionate about it. They want to find out how to make things work. They want to learn about communication and love and sex and how do I, you know, get a man, keep a man, or get a relationship, keep a relationship, regardless of gender. And when you look at relationship books, relationship subject matter, women are kind of a natural audience because, one, they're much more willing to talk about their emotions and to really be open about it in the way that we men aren't all the time. But we need healthy relationships of honor, esteem, and respect just as much, if not more, than women do. Women, don't get it twisted. We need it just like you do. We need safety. We need security. We need affirmation. We need compassion and forgiveness and tenderness, all those things that we act like we don't need or we're taught that we shouldn't need as men. We need it just like you do, but we aren't encouraged, we aren't groomed, we aren't taught to admit that we need it, and we certainly aren't taught to go out and get it, which is one of the main reasons Darren and I started the Grown Zone and my personal passion for why I'm glad that Loving in the Grown Zone, our book, is not just a gender-focused, a women-focused, or a men-focused book, because men need healthy love, healthy relationships just as much as women do. So with that in mind, let me get into the first of three things that we men are taught, most of us are taught, certainly as boys, and then it's reinforced through media, through movies, through film, through music, through society, that make us a danger to ourselves and others once we choose to believe these lies. The first lie is real men never turn down sex. I remember one of my uncles, I won't name him because I ain't going to, you know, put him out on Front Street, sat down with me and my brother when we were 10 and 9 years old to supposedly talk to us about the birds and the bees. And again, many of our unhealthy beliefs come from people who care about us. This uncle sat down with us because my mother, who was a single mom, thought she said she needed a man to sit down to talk with me and my brother about sex. And one of his main things that he kept emphasizing was that a real man takes it whenever he can get it. In fact, a real man, if he has to, he'll say he got it even if he didn't. That is what the main belief that produces one of the most dangerous creatures walking the face of the earth, and that is the penis-led man. The man who is driven, whose decisions, whose thought processes, whose ethics, whose morals, and whose self-esteem is driven by what is in his underwear. And I tweeted earlier right before the show, and you've seen me tweet and post on Facebook and Instagram and other places, Beware of those who keep their self-esteem in their underwear and seek its validation in your underwear. Men being driven and ruled by their sexual urges, penis-led men deliver all kinds of dangerous results in decision-making in terms of their emotions and their relationships, including sexual recklessness and sexual irresponsibility. When you watch shows like People's Court, and you got men in the court basically saying, yeah, I just sprayed my seed all over the place. Yeah, that, it could be my baby. It could not be my baby. Yeah, I got five, you know, babies by five different women. And that is the penis-led man. That is the man who has been taught or has adopted the unhealthy belief that his self-esteem, that his manhood is based on his penis. He is a penis-led man. And what is the penis-led man? What is the emotions that drive the penis-led man? Well, if you're a boy, you want to be a man. You want to be seen as a man. You want to be treated as a man. And so what happens is sexual recklessness becomes your answer to anxiety and fear that somehow you aren't man enough and that your way of proving to yourself, to your peers, to society, that you are a man is you never turn down sex. You're married, but if she wants to give it to you, you take it because that's what a man does. You got a girlfriend, or you're not committed, or you're not in a position to sustain a healthy relationship. Or you're not even in a position to be honest with the woman you lay with. But your belief system that says real men never turn it down, real men take it whenever it's available, is your way of coping with the underlying insecurity and the self-love deficit, by the way, because almost any time we do things out, we only do things out of fear, out of love. And in this case, believing that real men never turn down sex, it moves you to use sex to address your fears that you aren't man enough. And let's talk about how that is reinforced in society. How many times is a company selling you a car because they're telling you if you get this car, you'll get more women? And real men drive a car like this. Real men wear this scent on their bodies. Real men dress this way. Real men walk this way. Real men talk this way because that's what real men have to do to get sex. Think of the movies, whether it's the iconic James Bond, who, you know, walks in a room and every woman wants him. Every woman is willing to drop their panties for him. And that becomes our icon, our model. It's not the only one. If you look in the black community, that's what the Shaft hero figure was about. You know, who's the man that every woman wants to be with, regardless of the circumstances? But what does that result in? Well, we can talk about fatherless sons and daddyless daughters. We can talk about sexually transmitted diseases. We can talk about the obvious outward impact. But there's an inner impact when that man becomes penis-led and then penis-dependent. Nothing drives the sales of Viagra, Cialis, and other types of drugs and herbal supplements like the fear of the penis-led man becoming penis-dead. Because when you invest your manhood in your genitals, that is all you got, and that's your biggest fear. And that fear moves billions of dollars in commerce around men feeling like, if I can't get that sex under any conditions, I am less of a man. It makes you a danger to yourself and others. So grown men do not invest their manhood, their self-esteem, their self-love in their sexuality. Does that mean grown men don't enjoy sex? Absolutely they enjoy sex. But they're not led by their need or desire for sex. They rule their bodies. They rule their bodies. Their bodies aren't ruled by them. And ladies and men, if a person can't control the urges of their own bodies, you can't trust your body to them. So listen, I picked a song. I'm going to go to the song break a little earlier than we tend to do in the show. We're about halfway through the show, so the timing is good. Because I want to play a particular song. If you're old school, you know, new jack hip hop, old school. Well, it's kind of old school R&B. Yeah, I guess it is. It's early R. Kelly. speaking of a man who at least has a reputation of being penis-led. I don't know the brother, so I'm not going to say he is. But there's a song called You Remind Me that epitomizes what men are taught about how they should invest in themselves in terms of their beliefs, that real men never turn down sex, and more importantly, how they perceive and objectify others in the name of that belief. And that will lead directly into the second lie the second lie about manhood that makes us adult males a danger to ourselves and others. So listen to R. Kelly. It's a classic, for better or for worse. You Remind Me.
You remind me of something. I just can't think of what it is.
You remind me of my dreams. Going crazy.
Baby, you know I want you real bad.
And girl, I really like your freaky style.
Why can't I be down with you?
Get a little closer to my ride, baby.
I wanna get to know you later.
And hit me up on how to get inside you. Listen, pretty baby.
Remind me of my Jeep. or my bank account, or my car. That's the ultimate in objectification. That's the ultimate in using people as things. And that's supposedly a love song, by the way. I mean, that's people slow grinding in the basement like, oh, this is, and it's a totally unhealthy belief for men and for women. And that's and the point I'm trying to make is it's not just what you're taught when you're a boy or a young man. It's what's reinforced by society. You know, that song is a real epitomization of this idea that women are things to be acquired, which leads to my next lie about manhood that makes adult males a danger to themselves and others. Real men don't take no for an answer. You know, one of my favorite songs, even though I got put in check about this song by a young lady I was trying to date some years ago, is a song called I'm Going to Make You Love Me, which is one of many romantic songs. This one is a classic by The Temptations and The Supremes. Others have recorded it, but that's one of the kind of classic Motown hits of those two supergroups. And it talks about the things that each person is going to do in this relationship to make the other person love them. And I remember, you know, I was interested in this young lady, and I thought I was being romantic. And so, you know, I this is back in the days when you made, you know, slow jam cassettes. You millennials and younger, y'all may not know nothing about that, but as baby boomers, before the age of MP3s and playlists, we used to make cassettes, and one of the things you would do is you would make a cassette of slow music that, you know, for somebody you were interested in to let them know how you felt. And I remember I did this I'm Going to Make You Love Me as one of the songs, and the young lady, to her credit, was like, this feels stalkerish to me. And I'm like, what do you mean? So you're going to make me? And since then, over the years, I've thought about it. How many songs teach people in general, not just men, but men and women, but men in particular, that you don't take no for an answer? A real man does not take no for an answer. A real man turns a woman's no into a yes. Now, you can say it can be very innocent, but I would say to you that not taking no for an answer is fine for things. You want to achieve a goal, you want to get a certain car, you want to achieve a certain job, you want to build a certain business. When it comes to things, not taking no for an answer is well and fine and good. And I don't know a successful person who doesn't adopt that attitude when it comes to achieving their goals. But here's where it becomes a dangerous thing, particularly with our young men. It makes us feel that to be a man, we have to conquer and possess women in particular. And possession consciousness is a horrible, unhealthy thing for people. And we talk about that in the Grown Zone. Possession consciousness. The idea that you can, particularly men and boys are taught, if you have to coerce, if you have to deceive, if you have to control, if you have to dominate. October is Domestic Violence Month. And a lot of people don't want to address the fact that the seeds of domestic violence are when someone is, its freedom is abridged, or their right to go certain places and do certain things, or a right to even say yes or no in terms of access to their body is abridged. That's rooted in, I'm going to make you. I'm a real man. You know, how many boys and men have been told by some other man, or often they're women, unfortunately, sometimes even their mother, you need to get that woman in check. You need to get your woman in check. Meaning your manhood is threatened any time a woman asserts her right of ownership to herself. And a real man gets those draws. A real man doesn't take no for an answer. Oh, she says no, but I know she really wants me. How many rapists and sexual assault perpetrators say, she wanted it, she deserved it, by the way she dressed, by what she said, by how she looked, by how she acted, by what she said to me, by the way she touched me. because real men don't take no for an answer. We have to reject that belief. We have to stop teaching that belief to our boys and our girls, by the way, because there are many girls who don't report sexual assault because they feel that somehow the way it happened was the way it was supposed to happen, that if he took it, somehow it was her fault. But it also does damage to the men who eventually will do anything to force an outcome that is anything but grown, healthy, self-sustaining, loving relationships. Real men don't take no for an answer is a fine belief for achieving thing goals. It is not the way to treat other people, male or female. Now let me get to the last lie that men are told about manhood that makes adult males a danger to themselves and others. Real men live with the pain. Real men live with the pain. How do we live with the pain? We self-medicate, often using sex. And if the pain is rooted in doubts about our manhood, or doubts about our self-worth, and doubts about our self-love, the real men never turn down sex, and the real men don't take no for an answer. It becomes a desperate need, an addiction, a compulsion, that I can't deal with this pain, therefore I must force some other person to give me what I need to deal with the pain. Just like an addict will rob their mama and beat up their daddy to get what they need to get their fix, men who have these unhealthy beliefs will violate themselves, other people, their beliefs, women, their faith, their own pronounced beliefs and ethics. Think about the district attorneys and the politicians and the CEOs and the pastors who, because they have this need, this addiction to the self-medication of sex, because they want to be real men, instead of dealing with the pain, they use these false and unhealthy beliefs to cope and deal with the pain. And if you choose to live with the pain, it means you're not seeking true healing. This is why personal growth is necessary for adult males to finish the maturation process from merely being adult males to becoming grown, healthy, self-loving men capable of establishing and sustaining healthy, loving relationships with others, including with women in general. And to the degree that they commit to a relationship, that person that they commit to in particular. Grown men don't accidentally end up in other the beds of men or women other than their spouse. Grown men don't accidentally procreate. Grown men don't accidentally knock a woman upside her head. They don't make those kinds of mistakes, but they are fully grown, fully actualized, self-loving men. But if men do not deal with the pain, if you don't just take the time to deal with the pain, insecurities, and the fears, which means committing to personal growth and personal development, then you will continue to be an adult male who is driven by self-indulgence, because pain leads to self-indulgence. Fear leads to self-indulgence, as opposed to love. Self-love leads to healthy decisions that produce honor, esteem, and respect for that man and everybody that man is in relationship with. So it is critical that we help our boys, and if you're already a man, to take action to reject these three lies about manhood that make adult males a danger to themselves and others. Real men never turn down sex? That's a lie. Real men don't take no for an answer? That's a lie. And real men live with the pain is the biggest lie of all. Listen, you need to get our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, which addresses many of these issues around men and the decisions that we make, around the things that we were taught that are not serving us, that are sabotaging our ability to have happy, fulfilled lives and relationships. And you need to get in the Grown Zone. Go to grownzone.com. You can go to Grown Zone and join our private Facebook group, our closed Facebook group, so where we discuss these issues. It is really critical that we get men and boys into the grown zone. And it's even more critical that we stop telling these lies about manhood that makes adult males a danger to themselves and others. That's all I got. Love to all of y'all. See y'all next week when my baby Zara will be back. And thanks again. Live and love in the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life. And ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. To be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making money.